Do you have what it takes to spot a werewolf in a crowd? Anyone visiting Pomo Museum in the evening of October 21st could end up with just such a challenge. But don't worry, you won't be torn apart limb by limb if your werewolf identifying skills aren't up to snuff. Port Moody's third community board games and tea event will feature a mass participation round of Werewolf, a social deduction party game where players, or villagers, are dealt cards to determine their role, then have to team up to try to figure out who has drawn the werewolf cards before they're all killed. Organizers Evan and Alexandra Chan said anyone in the vicinity of Pomo Museum about an hour from the end of the two gaming sessions will be invited to play because the game is more fun with a large group. This is the third time the Chans are rolling the dice for board games to bring people together and raise money for the museum and Crossroads Hospice. This event, that runs from 5 to 10:30 p.m. on October 21st, will have a distinct haunted vibe. Not only will there be several spooky and hilarious games like Teddies vs. Monsters, Skull, Clue, Mr. Jack and the 90s classic 13 Dead End Drive available for play, but participants are being invited to dress up in Halloween costumes with prizes awarded to the best ones. Evan Chan said since the first board games and tea event last spring, the gatherings in the old Venosta rail car in front of Pomo Museum has taken on a life of its own. Mayor Megan Lottie and Coquitlam Mayor Richard Stewart have showed up to participate, along with several councillors. As well, the provincial legislature declared it Community Game Day to coincide with the summer event. The Haunted Game Night is comprised of two play blocks of 2.5 hours, from 5 to 7:30 p.m. and from 8 to 10:30 p.m. Tickets are a $15 donation and include a cup of tea from Coquitlam's Chaotic Good Tea Co. Spots can be booked by email. Chan said the love for board games is almost universal, spanning generations. People just want to connect with other people, he said. There's no age limit, anybody can play. Chan said even if the games are familiar, playing with a new group can bring them new energy. As long as it's not ectoplasm. For more information about the Haunted Game Night, check out the event's Facebook page.